Now, before we get started with this week's episode, don't forget to comment down below and rate this episode. I would love your feedback on whether or not you did enjoy it. Also, don't forget to subscribe. That way you can be informed every time I do upload a new podcast with a brand new topic. So let's get right into this week's episode. So let's dive into this topic because there's just like a ton of information on this. I'm telling you, growing up, who heard these words? Like, maybe I heard manipulation, but I didn't even really know what that was to the fullest extent. Gaslighting, stonewalling, I mean, the silent treatment I knew, passive aggressive behavior I knew, but honestly, at times I didn't really know that someone was doing it. I would just be so reactive to people. So understanding this information is so key, because then once you kind of know this information, then you start diving into, okay, how do I handle myself in these situations? How do I teach people that this is unacceptable and I'm not going to tolerate it? And again, how do I handle myself inside? So stonewalling. Stonewalling is another form of, I guess it's almost like a combination of the silent treatment and gaslighting. So if you wanted to look at it that way. So stonewalling is in the middle between someone who gives you the silent treatment and someone who is gaslighting you. It's a way to avoid, it's a tactic to avoid the discussion, to avoid the problem and trying to really solve it. Now, we know that all relationships are based on communication. So you have to, and people always will say, you know, I want a partner that communicates well, or communication is the basis of all relationships. Absolutely, but you need to find two people that communicate similar, because if one person communicates in one way and the other person communicates in a different way, then the relationship's not going to work. Both people probably have, most likely have wounds. Even the healthiest person is still going to have that programming, those wounds that might come up from time to time, because we all have an ego and we're all human beings. So that's kind of not the point. The point is, am I aware of those things? When you trigger me, how do I handle that situation? So that really deems healthy versus unhealthy. Unhealthy is I'm completely unaware of myself. I'm completely unconscious. I have all of these wounds, which triggers me to be abusive, because these abusive tactics are a defense mechanism against really what's going on inside of myself. And so because I'm not dealing with what's going on inside of myself, I'm going to lash out, I'm going to abuse, I'm going to stonewall you, I'm going to be passive aggressive. So all of those behaviors that people will inflict on others really has to do with what's going on inside of themselves. When I got that, it was like, aha, because I stopped being reactive. I kind of understood, like, okay, someone's doing this and it has nothing to do with me. Even if I did something that was upsetting or hurtful or whatever, how that person handles that situation, right, determines whether or not they're going to sit in victimhood or whether or not they're going to be a healthy adult that can handle themselves in situations, even when someone does something to upset you or hurt you. So that's true spirituality, enlightenment, and awakenedness, whatever you want to call it. But let's get back into stonewalling. So stonewalling, like I said, very much kind of looks like the silent treatment, whereas someone's going to avoid eye contact with you. They might roll their eyes. They're all of a sudden really, they're about to like really do something every time you go to talk to them. So all of a sudden they're really busy and they're not focusing on stopping what they're doing and engaging in this conversation. So they're trying to avoid something. They're trying to avoid talking. They might criticize you. They might make fun of you because you're feeling the way that you're feeling. So you can see where little bits of it sound like the silent treatment and little bits of it sound like gaslighting. So it's just an avoidance to dealing with what's going on.
Today's sponsor is Hero Cosmetics. They sent us over the Mighty Patch, which is a hydrocolloid acne patch. I actually had a huge monster pimple last night, so I stuck on a Mighty Patch original overnight, and in the morning, the pimple was totally flat. So that is very cool. If you want to try the Mighty Patch for yourself, you can use code HEAL15 for 15% off at herocosmetics.com.
So the first thing I think of is when you bring something to someone's attention and they become very defensive, where they kind of shut down. They don't shut down fully and walk away, because again, that's the silent treatment, but they shut down like partially. Like, I'll give you a little bit, but then I'm gonna shut down again. Like, so you, there's no real, there's a wall, you know, you can't get through the wall. You can't really talk to this person. And it's not necessarily that they're just getting defensive, it's that they don't want to engage in this conversation. Now, why do people do this? They can do it for one of two reasons. Number one, they can do it because they, you know, it is a form of gaslighting, and so they want to punish you, basically. You're bringing something to my attention, and it probably has to do with me, and I don't want you to do that. So this is a form of punishment, just like the silent treatment is, just like being passive aggressive is, so just like gaslighting is. So by me doing this, it is probably something that is being done consciously, because I do want to actually harm you or hurt you in some way. Then it could be something that is done unconsciously, because this is what I've learned growing up, and this is how you communicate. You know, this is how I was programmed to deal with things. So people will use this tactic if it is more of a behavioral thing, where meaning I learned this growing up, I learned how to engage in this way. It's not something that's being done maliciously to harm you because you're bringing something to my attention, but it could be a response, a defense mechanism to the fact that the person feels threatened, or they have just, again, learned growing up or not learned growing up how to handle conflict. So when I don't know how to handle conflict, when I don't know how to engage with another person, I'm going to shut down. Now, being able to handle conflict is not, okay, what's the best argument that I can have to this person so I can win? It's not about that. It's about being able to have a healthy relationship. So chances are you didn't have parents that had a healthy relationship within themselves. So you saw a mom and a dad, or whoever, your two parents, discussing and arguing, but you never saw the resolution. You never understood, okay, well, how should a conversation go where you talk and I listen to you and I don't interrupt you and I validate you, and then I speak and you listen to me and validate me. And it's not about agreeing with each other, it's about respecting each other. So now again, if someone is doing this out of more of a learned tactic, so this is what I learned growing up, like I said, it could be a way to, you know, you could feel threatened and so you kind of shut down, or you could feel very unsure of yourself. And so when conflict arises in your relationship, if you tend to just run away and not want to face things, if you don't know how to handle yourself, if you become overly emotional, or you just are feeling very defensive or insecure now because someone brought something to your attention, and now it's kind of like the woe is me, like I always do everything wrong and I must be the bad person. And so that causes you to want to shut down and not talk about things. That on some level is a form of stonewalling, because you will put the wall up to dealing with what's actually going on, this, you know, this situation in the relationship. So how do we handle this when it happens? Again, depending on the person and what you think or why you think they're doing it will determine how you should respond to it. So number one, it doesn't matter if the person is doing it intentionally or not. You being the healthy adult to say, when we behave in this way during conversation, this isn't healthy. But in order to have a healthy relationship and these things not happen, you have to have two people that have self-awareness of their stuff. You have to be able to say, you know what, when I have conversations, I get defensive. When I have conversations and someone points something out at me, I feel threatened and it doesn't feel good. And I go back to that feeling of like, oh, it's never good enough and everything I do is not good enough, where I start playing the victim. Or maybe I just feel very insecure and I completely shut down. Or maybe I'm doing this because I want to hurt this person, because I'm getting angry by something that they're saying. So you have to start, both people have to have self-awareness. So when I talk about attracting a healthy person into your life, if stonewalling is in your romantic relationship, or really any relationship where you choose the relationship, there are some relationships that we can't choose, family, and we might have to see them from time to time. But again, I think you can limit your interaction if you know it's a relationship that isn't healthy for you. But if it is a relationship that you chose this partner, in order to make good decisions and choose the right person, you have to know, how does this person handle conflict? How does this person handle disagreements? That's a huge aspect of a relationship. And if you handle it in one way and the person handles it in another, then you're talking two different languages and the relationship is never going to work, because unless you can both sit in a space for each other where you hear each other and really take action towards trying to understand the other person, not just trying to convey your opinions, your thoughts on the other person, then you're never really going to be in a healthy relationship, because the ability to sit in someone else's shoes and have empathy, again, doesn't mean that you're conforming and you're changing every single aspect of yourself. You'll learn what are things that are non-negotiable for you, but for the most part, validation is a huge part of building a healthy relationship. Your ability to just sit in a space for someone else and let them feel what they need to feel, and even taking a step back to say, you know what, even though I wouldn't feel that way and I don't feel that way, I can see why you feel that way. That right there is so huge towards building real trust and a real solid foundation in a relationship. Because when you can't do that, that immediately leads to defensiveness, that immediately leads to ego, which is I'm right and you're wrong, and all of those things never pose well in a healthy, loving relationship.